Welcome to the Philosopher's Notes podcast, where Brian Johnson shares one of his 1,000-plus favorite big ideas from notes on 100 of the greatest self-development books. Today's big idea comes from Dennis Genpo Merzel's great book, Big Mind, Big Heart.
Integrated Feminine, Masculine Compassion. Quote, I am always compassionate, but sometimes in a very feminine, gentle way, nurturing and supportive. And sometimes in a very masculine way, ruthless and decisive. But I always have in my arsenal what is necessary to get the job done. I am totally integrated. I am integrated feminine, masculine compassion. Another name for me is Big Heart. End quote. That quote is from the interview Genpo does with the hypothetical voice of yin-yang compassion, also known as integrated masculine and feminine compassion. And just as a note, the second half of the book is basically Genpo walking us through the employee interviews, where we get introduced to a range of voices within our head. Really powerful stuff. So integrated masculine and feminine compassion. This is a really big idea. I was first introduced to it by Diane Hamilton, one of Genpo's senior students and a leading Zen teacher at a weekend Integral Institute workshop in Los Angeles. She told us a story about horses to bring the point home. Imagine a female horse, a mare, giving birth to a little baby horse, a foal. Now, this foal isn't too healthy. It's struggling to get up and stand upright, a very important event for a newborn horse. The mama horse is working and working to support the little guy, and a few other female horses cruise over to help out as well. Nothing seems to be helping, though. This goes on for a while when, suddenly, a stallion appears, breaks through the mares, picks the little foal up in his mouth, carries him to the edge of the meadow, and slams him into the ground, ending his life. That's feminine and masculine compassion. One is nurturing and supportive, the other is ruthless and decisive. Both are essential for an integrated compassion. In fact, if you're stuck in feminine compassion, many great teachers like Pema Chodron and Trungpa Rinpoche and Ken Wilber will say you've got idiot compassion. It's kind of like the Maserati that's stuck in first gear. We've got to be able to hold both aspects of compassion to have a truly integrated perspective. That makes sense?